Well, now we go to Indianapolis as we continue to follow the route of President Lincoln's funeral train from Washington, D.C. to Springfield, Illinois, 150 years ago. Here now is Peter O'Dowd, has been talking to people along the route about race in America today. We'll have another of Peter's reports on that tomorrow, but he's also visiting barbershops and sampling barbecue. And while reporting in Indianapolis, he heard about a restaurant called The Country Kitchen. That's country with a K. It's a favorite for soul food. And Peter sat down with owners Cynthia and Isaac Wilson. Isaac told Peter the business was started 27 years ago by his mother-in-law.
Country people, you know, from the South, they all like to cook. So she wanted a place to cook, so we rented that little room over there, about 10 people. And she started her cooking, and then as the word got around and the food got tasty, so everybody started coming. So we expand by just knocking out walls.
You know you're doing well when walls start falling down in your restaurant so that you can expand. Now, you say people start coming, but actually really important people start coming. I see pictures on the wall of President Obama was here.
Oh, yeah, he was here, and he went around and met all my staff and taking pictures with everybody all back in the kitchen talking slick.
What did he eat?
Chicken wings and collard greens and, you know, fried cornbread. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. When I talk to people about Indianapolis, something that often comes up, someone will say, Indianapolis is the southernmost northern city in the United States. And I'm sitting here at a soul food restaurant, and I wonder if you agree with that.
I think so. From even what my husband says, he's just a few years older than I am. The migration from Mississippi, Alabama, and places like that, people came here. And so now you have a city with southern people with their roots from the South, and they're here in Indianapolis. So this was the Mecca, you know, for the southern people to come to.
We named got a little saying on our plaque is like, a southern touch in Indy. That's where that touch come from, the South.
Oh, look what we got here.
Pork chops, chicken wings, catfish, fried okra, yams, and fried cornbread hot off the grill.
Oh my gosh. Look at this.
Today, since I'm sitting here with you, I'm splurging.
Now, I just had a sip of this lemonade. I was just wondering, is there any sugar in here?
Just a little.
After we eat, I ask Isaac Wilson about an important piece of Indianapolis history. On April 4th, 1968, Robert Kennedy made a campaign stop at a park just a block from where the restaurant is today. Kennedy made a grim announcement, and Isaac Wilson was there to hear it. I take out my cell phone so we can watch some of Kennedy's speech together.
Could you lower those signs, please? I have some very sad news for all of you, and that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Oh, man. You know what? Seriously, I think that's the first time that I've seen that again since that night. And it brings back a lot of thoughts about the nation coming together, you know, as one.
What we need in the United States is not division. What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another, feeling of justice toward those who still suffer within our country, whether they be white or whether they be black.
People say that that speech was credited with keeping Indianapolis calm at a time when many major cities across the country were erupting into race riots. Do you think that's right?
Yes, it definitely was. You know what I'm saying? It was. It wasn't no whole lot. It wasn't no rioting. It was just a sad night. It was calm. You know what I'm saying? And I think because his presence that kept the city, you know, calm.
Do you think what he said at that park in 1968 is still relevant in Indianapolis today?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Because no matter what happened and how things happen around the country, we still kind of come together, black and white, you know what I'm saying, and then do things that a lot of other places just don't do.
Isaac Wilson, owner of the Country Kitchen, with your wife, Cynthia Wilson. Thanks very much.
Thank you, man. Thank you for coming.
And that's Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd reporting from Indianapolis. He'll have more tomorrow. And you can link to his series, Tracking Lincoln, on Tumblr or at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.